The first coach on a teleconference is Indiana's Archie Miller. The Hoosiers are 5-5 on the season. Indiana will take on number 9 ranked Notre Dame on Saturday in the Crossroads Classic in Indianapolis. Coach Miller, good morning. How are you this morning? Coach, please start us off with a brief opening thought on your season thus far, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, we're coming off a tough road game at Louisville, and thought our guys prepared really well, and thought our guys were ready to compete. And we were in a position in that game to have multiple opportunities to get the win and just weren't able to do it. And looking forward to another opportunity against another really good team against Notre Dame in Indy after, you know, I guess another week of our finals. But we're looking forward to another opportunity to play. And we've been playing really good teams. I think we're getting better. And I think the big thing for us is just finding a way to get a little bit sharper at some of the things that we're making mistakes at, cleaning those things up and having opportunities to capitalize and maybe win some of these games down the stretch.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media. Please press star on your telephone's keypad to get in the queue.
And your first question is from the line of Adam Jordy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Archie. I'm just curious, given your relationship with Thad Motto over the years, I wonder what your reaction was like when that Ohio State job came open 3 months after you changed your job.
You know, at the time, very, very stunned. Thad is a great friend. He's a mentor. He's a person that took great care of me. So it was really just, at the end of the day, you know, really thinking about him and his family. At that time and moving on. I mean, there's not a whole lot to talk about when it really comes to the jobs that open or anything like that. You really just think about the people. So it was about Thad and his family. And, you know, as you get moving sort of a little bit further on and as time moves forward, you continue to just think about them. And at the end of the day, Thad's a great guy. He's someone I care a great deal about. Our family, you know, cares a great deal about. And it's really about him. It's not about Ohio State.
Have you kept in touch with him at all since he stepped away?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I stayed in touch with him, you know, my entire time as a coach. And, you know, stayed in touch with him while he was at Ohio State and I was at Dayton. I've continued to stay in touch with him while I'm at Indiana. And he's into the next phase of his life.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Mike Pegram with Peaks.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach. You've had time to look at the film from the Louisville game. With the looks that you missed from three, I mean, the 0 for 12 in the second half especially, were they good looks or were they effect, you know, a shot selection, or is there any kind of theme to those struggles?
I think a lot of the shots in the second half, you know, I would say were decent looks. I don't think that they were, you know, great looks. I think Louisville did a great job of challenging shots. They used their length and bothered us. Some of them, obviously, were good looks that just didn't go in. And I think, you know, from our team standpoint, we're not putting a whole lot of emphasis right now on he's struggling shooting. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to play a lot of different games. You're going to get good looks. As of right now, I don't think our team is shooting the ball as well as we can, but you're not going to dwell on it very much. If you get those same looks, you're moving forward on Saturday, you have to take them and you have to feel like they'll go in. I think some of the shots against Louisville were challenged. I think they do a really good job with their zone, with them changing defenses, with their length of putting pressure on some of your looks with great length. But at the same time, it wasn't like we were standing there shooting, you know, just wide open layup threes that didn't go in. I think some of them were challenged, but at the end of the day, you got to make some of those shots, and, you know, I think we will as time moves forward.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Adam Jordy, Columbus Dispatch.
I just one more for me. I just wonder, being back in the Big Ten for you, how does it compare to what you remember? Two games in, you know, you've gotten kind of a taste of things. How does it compare to what you remember, and what do you think of how you've done so far?
Well, we played two Big Ten games. We went to Michigan and didn't play very well. We're kind of in cement. And then obviously having our first Big Ten home game against Iowa at home and being able to win that one was a good sort of shot in the arm. But Big Ten's a great conference, toughest conference in the country to win on the road without question. And I think it's everything that I kind of knew it would be. And, you know, for us in Indiana, we're trying to climb the ladder. We're trying to be at the top of the conference at some point in time. You know, it's an unbelievable conference. It's got unbelievable coaches. And like I said, I think it's the toughest conference in the country to win on the road.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Mike Pickram with Peaks.com.
Coach, Devontae Green said a bit of an up and down season thus far. What has to happen for him to kind of bring some more consistency to what he brings to you guys?
You know, I think the thing about Devontae is he's one of our more talented players. I think the consistency has to come with the focus on doing the job. You know, I think when he's had unbelievable stretches in games, he's shown what type of player he can be. And a lot of it comes with his everyday approach. You know, when your everyday approach is really good, good things will follow. And I thought Devontae's had a really good approach. Maybe Louisville wasn't his best showing, just in terms of how we thought he approached the game or how he got into the game. But I think the big thing for Devontae is just to stay with it. You know, and as he stays with it and he continues to, you know, string together really good practice days and good habits, then usually good things will follow. He's a talented guy, and we're trying to maximize everything that we've gotten out of him. I think the big thing for him is to focus on doing the little things and the things to prepare to help our team win. And I think when he does that, you know, good things will follow.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Good luck against Notre Dame on Saturday.
Yep. Thanks.